Testing 1, 2, 3. 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 Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. 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 Almost there. Great. So here we go. So how big is TA? On Sophie Perez. Sophie, Sophia, S-O-F-I-A, last name P-E-R-E-Z, birth date 9/18/57, dictation 3/28. Patient complains with arthritic pain all over her body. Say she's unable to sleep. Has been treated for some postpartum and had it put with iodine for blood pressure. Has been given leuprolide in the past. And now Trexone, taking Tylenol for pain, the summer leave, and NSAIDs. I was told to stop before because of potential kidney damage, has history of hypertension, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep disturbance. Has had surgery on the right eye passing months, with now having difficulty with vision of both eyes, at Vanessa's hospital, referred to other specialists to be seen in the near future. General appearance. Her appearance, the patient in mild distress, it has resistance to drug. Eye exam not done. Next up with that masses, lungs this auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm, some members of the job. Adverse soft again, maybe tenderness, back skin, neuropsychiatric symptoms with an unlimited extremities, with multiple joint pain, without nodules in hand, but with diffuse pain, clean hand, wrist, hips, elbows, and feet with movement. History of rheumatoid arthritis, and hypertension, patient has been receiving gel injections every week, right and then left knee, without benefit so far because of chronic pain. Patient was given prescription for Tramadol, treatment of milligrams number 30 with one refill. Was also given meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, number 14 with two refills, take one daily, with advice to follow up in 2 weeks to monitor progress. We'll monitor renal function with meloxicam, but feel like it's indicated in this patient with extreme pain. My work reviewed just recently obtained. It's found major abnormality except slight elevation of sugar 118, but in creatinine 1.3. This ejection fraction of 57, slightly decreased. Patient had reports of recent ultrasounds done of kidney with showing only small cortical calcification in both kidneys, a 4 millimeter calculus is noted in the right middle pelvis, no hydronephrosis on either side. A1C was 6.1. Patients will be followed up in 2 weeks to follow up for Dr. and Dr. Gorn's office and clear if it was an orthopedist or not, with getting knee injections in gel, quote, 2 week. So, assume pain management continues to give the medications to the doctors. And again, advise to follow up in 2 weeks to monitor progress. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.